You know, Malcolm's a really good player, and I've been very pleased with Malcolm and Rodney through training camp. But the facts are, we need those guys behind them to step up. We need to find out who's going to be our third and fourth, and maybe even a potential fifth with special teams and stuff like that. And, you know, when a guy goes down, it's a great opportunity for those other guys to step up. But the opportunity only exists if you take advantage of it. Those guys need to do a better job of taking advantage of it. Yeah, he's still a young player. He's only a second year. I mean, everybody wants to make him a, you know, a seasoned vet. He started for about a half a year, and he is changing schemes. But we're also through our OTAs and through our mini camp and through the week of camp. We got to start putting those inconsistencies behind us. And I'm not just talking about Eric. I'm talking about every guy on defense. You saw what happened today. I mean, we make a play, give up a play, make a play, give up a play. It's not a way to play defense. It's not a way to play football. We got to be consistent, and that's our challenge. Our challenge is ironing that out, not just individually with guys like Eric or any of the other corners, but as a unit, we have to be more consistent. And that goes for everybody. Well, I mean, there's a reason we resigned him. We think he's a good player. And, you know, I mean, certainly with good players, you want him on the field more. We think he fits the system. And you're right, we do have a rotation up front. It's hard to pass rush. It's hard to attack if you're going 8 straight snaps. You know, you got to keep fresh guys coming. I always go back to my baseball analogy. These guys coming out of the bullpen, and you can throw a lot harder out of the bullpen than you can if you're expected to throw 6 or 7 innings as a starter. We're excited about him. He's multi-dimensional enough. He can rush inside. We haven't done any of that yet. We're just trying to stay outside right now. But, you know, look forward to those guys, you know, getting more reps. They're here for a reason. Sort of like a lot of other guys on the team. I won't single any guys out. I'll just say, as a defense, we need to be more consistent. We mentioned Eric. We mentioned, about 50 guys, I don't know, 50, but 40 guys over there that we need to be more consistent. Michael's a very, very good athlete. He can do some things. He's explosive. He can run. He can cover. It is a little bit new to him, but we're starting to get toward the end of being new.
Should go around and tell the really fit what the last defense did here.
Yeah, don't sell those guys short. Just because that's what they're grasping doesn't mean they're all anything. Taylor's been very slippery out here. You know, he's got great size. He's might not be a little stout, but he's slippery and big on the edge. And he's won his fair share of pass rush. And Bo's just loaded. He's hard to move. And when he can get that, I'll just conservative, let's say 300 plus, going north-south, he's hard to stymie. And we don't want him at the line reading and attacking and driving people back. And he can do that.
You have spoken very highly of the safety tandem. Do you think what you've seen out here so far with the conditions of the new corners that this team and this defense will be much improved from last year?
Yeah, you know, we're not really worried. I can't judge anybody on last year. I think every practice is new, every game is new, every season is new, and it's cliche, but we really can't judge ourselves on anything last year. It's our job to take the pieces we have right now and find a way to be consistent and find a way to help us win football games. I have been complimentary to the safeties for good reason. Those guys are good players. They come to work every day. They're a great example to the secondary on how to be a pro, how to communicate, how to be in the right spots. Those guys, when I say we haven't been consistent as a defense, I'd probably like to exempt those two guys because they played very, very consistently. They're great communicators, and we need more guys following suit.
You mentioned that several times. Is your patience for inconsistency getting shorter and shorter?
Yeah, you know, we're getting closer. I mean, you want to teach. And sometimes guys learn best from mistakes. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you make a mistake, you know, it gets ingrained a little bit. You vow not to make the same one again. So, you know, that's part of training camp. Part of training camp is going out and, you know, have some trial by fire and, you know, learning from the mistakes and things like that. What I'm really talking about is repeat mistakes. You know, everybody's going to make a mistake. I make a lot. Players make a lot. The key is don't make the same one twice. Learn from your mistake. And that's where our challenge is. And we're probably like 31 other teams in the NFL at this time in training camp. Everybody's striving for the same thing. You know, to be consistent from front to back. Have everybody on the same page. And then that allows the guys talent to show.
I'll take two more guys.
Jordan's a smart guy. It didn't take him very long. But that's Coach Peterson's call, whether guys get rested or not. I know that's what Jordan is. He's a pro, will come to work. If he's asked to practice, he'll practice. If he's asked to sit on the sideline, he'll get good enough reps. Yeah, it's really not that complicated. So I don't want to give him any gold stars for that. Is that good?
Combination of both. You know, obviously anytime you change teams, you know, having to spend the time building those relationships, you know, it takes a lot of time to do that. And then, you know, coming off the injury, not being able to be on the field during spring, during OTAs, you know, it makes it even harder to build those relationships because you're not going through practice with the guys. So, you know, I think it was probably a combination of both of those things last year.
What's your comfort level with the ball away and running ball?
Yeah, saw that run yesterday, didn't you? Yeah. You know, I'm comfortable with it. You know, obviously I think I'm moving better than I was last year. You know, it's one of those things, you know, I've learned now that, you know, you get what you can and you get down. I mean, you know, by no means do I think I'm going to pull the ball and, you know, take it 50 yards for a touchdown. But, you know, if I can get 5-10 yards in a first down and get down, obviously that's really beneficial to the offense and helps us.
Sam, what aspect of this offense really is playing to your strength as you see it right now? And by the same token, what are some things that you still might struggle with a little bit?
You know, I think just probably the rhythm of everything, you know, it's very similar to what I was doing with Pat and St. Louis, you know, as far as a lot of the West Coast concepts, which I really enjoy because it's all about timing and rhythm. You know, your feet kind of take you home, which, you know, as long as my feet are good, you know, the ball usually goes to the right place. You know, I think we're still kind of working through some things as far as, you know, when I'm expecting guys to run out, when I'm expecting them to sit, what angles I'm expecting them to take versus different coverages. And I think anytime you go through a new offense, that's one of those things. It takes time. You know, it's not like you're going to come out the first day and you're going to know exactly, you know, where everyone's going to be. You know, it's one thing to talk about it in the install room, talk about it on paper, but to come out here and to really get a feel for how everyone is seeing concepts and seeing route run. You know, I think we've had, you know, a few times where, you know, they should have been completions, but we're just not quite on the same page yet.
Sam, does the reduced tempo of these practices make it easier for an offense to come together?
You know, it's definitely easier to come to the side and talk about plays, you know, just because you do have more time. And then when we huddle, obviously, you can hit guys with key points on certain plays, maybe new plays that we installed the night before, you know, things that kind of need to be hammered home. You know, but it is nice to be able to come together to huddle, to have the time after you, you know, have a set to talk to people and really kind of get on the same page.
Sam, Seahawks defensive line and Michael Bennett.
Doug, you know, I'm sure going into week one, you know, we're not going to have the whole playbook, and I don't think we want to show a lot of things, so I'm sure it'll be pretty simple. But then again, you know, I haven't been around him, so I don't know what his philosophy is. But, you know, we've had heavy installs now for, you know, 7 or 8 days, and so the majority of the offense is in. I would say there's still a few things that, you know, are going to go in the next week or so, but you know, I would say by the time next Thursday gets here, most of the offense will be in. Now, whether it's on the call sheet, I don't really know.
Say, when you go against one's defensively, obviously you're going against Malcolm and Rodney. The hope defensively is that those guys will really be a factor. What do you see when you go against them? How quickly are they matching? At least
yeah.
Talk about what you're seeing in the opposite.
Yeah, I think those guys are playing really well right now. You know, I think it's you know, one of the better, if not the best, probably safety duo in the league. You know, it just seems like they cover a lot of range in the back end. You know, whoever's in the middle of the field back there, they're deep, they're rangy, they're covering a lot of ground, they're taking a lot of things away. But you know, I think the good thing about both those guys is when they come down to play a tight end or a slot receiver, they're tough to beat. I mean, it's not like we look out there and think, oh, that's an easy matchup. You know, how you do with most safeties. I mean, they're really good cover guys, and I think they showed it.
Is that making you better in practice? Offense, passing struggle last year, really going up against those safeties and making guys a lot better right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think you would much rather have things tough in practice than get to a game and realize, whoa, like practice has been really easy. This is really tough. So, you know, I think as many challenging situations as we can put ourselves during practice, I think it makes you better.
So, did you set turn?
Yeah.
Yeah. What stands out about that? It seems like that's your schedule.
Yeah, he does. You know, I think he's just got a great feel for the game. You know, he's one of those guys, he's a good route runner, but, you know, not just that, his ability to find zones, to recognize coverage, to know whether, you know, he's working off the man in front of him, if he's working off the man in the second level. I think he's just got a really good natural feel, you know, for how to find soft spots in the defense. And he's made a lot of plays on this team.
What do you see in Carson so far? It's obviously a young guy, came from a smaller school, just in the NFL.
Yeah, I think Carson's done a great job. You know, obviously, anytime you come into this league as a rookie, it's not easy, especially at the quarterback position, especially, you know, in this offense with just a lot of information being thrown at you. But, you know, he's shown that he can handle it. You know, I think he does a great job at taking things from the media room to the practice field. You know, it seems like he gets better every day. So, yeah, I've been really impressed with him.
Ask two more questions for Sam.
Have you said to Doug and a friend, look, I'd be most effective if I had the play call X left and right? Like, is there a certain amount of time you need in the play clock where you're like, now I can adjust, and I can maybe said that to them?
You know, I'm sure they're both very aware of that. You know, they both played quarterback. They both called plays. I think they understand that. You know, I'm not sure if there's really a certain number. You know, obviously, depending on if you're substituting or changing personnel groups, you know, it could affect at you know, what time the play gets in. But you know, I think, like I said the other day, as efficiently as we can do it, you know, I think the more time you have, the better. You know, and even though we're not playing with a no-huddle style, I think you can still put pressure on the defense, you know, with the tempo that you play at. So, you know, our goal is to get in and out of the huddle as fast as possible, you know, and put pressure on the defense in that hour.
Say you just talked about how Doug and Frank are playing the position. How much of an advantage is that for you, having a coach and a quarterback, offensive coordinator, play quarterback?
Yeah, it's great. You know, having those guys who understand what it's like to have to make those decisions. You know, there's a big difference in putting a play in and saying, oh, I think it's going to work like this. You know, the ball should go here. Then actually getting out on the field and seeing what it looks like and having to make that decision. And both of those guys, having done that, I think have a greater understanding for the position and are just, you know, really valuable for everyone in our quarterback room to kind of talk to and pick their brains as far as certain concepts because, you know, they ran a lot of this stuff that we're running. So it's nice.
Thanks, guys.